Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
And I made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa.
Before Russia attacked, we made sure Russia had javelins and other weapons.
Russia could end this war tomorrow by withdrawing its forces from Ukraine, breaking its international borders, and ceasing its attacks on its inhumane attacks on Russia.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We'll let the record show that Mr. Raskin could not answer the question.
Let me start with this. My last name is Raskin.
That's right, Mr. Doback.
Call me Robert.
That's right, Robin.
Robert.
You don't have to add the S.
Do you know who I am?
Bush.
Okay.
Can we just see the cannibal tab in your book?
There's no cannibal tab.
But that bone in his nose, boy. Maybe he actually smells. Look, fellas, he's a sissy cannibal. What do you mean my Uncle George is a sissy cannibal?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Yum, yum, eat 'em up. I was trying to remember that yesterday afternoon. It was just kind of vague in my mind. I can't believe
that.
Yum,
yum, eat 'em up, eat 'em up.
That's from the old Our Gang / Little Rascals, where Spanky thinks the wild man of Borneo is his Uncle George. Not his Uncle Bossy, his Uncle George. And he chases them all around. The wild man of Borneo chases them all around, including the dog, all the kids. Yum, yum, eat them up.
Yum, yum, eat them up, eat them up.
Oh, man. The New York Post breaking news. This is a headline. This is a real headline because you just can't make it up. White House admits Biden uncle wasn't eaten by cannibals, comma, died. Died in Pacific Ocean crash. They admitted it. This is after the headlines in the in state-run media. Associated Press, Biden is off on details of his uncle's World War II death. NBC News, Biden mischaracterizes the circumstances. Mischaracterizes the circumstances. Oh, man. Again, headline in the New York Post, White House admits Biden uncle wasn't eaten by cannibals, died in Pacific Ocean crash. All right. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We got a lot to get to here today, later on in the show. And the poll question is going to be about the Boston Globe's. Has got an amazing scoop on their front page. Working age Massachusetts natives are fleeing the state in record numbers. Who stopped the press?
Bye-bye.
Replate the front page. Who could have ever predicted that such a thing would be going on in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? But we'll get to that again in the final hour of the show, probably. And we'll also, it's also the poll question, which we'll set up in just a moment. First, I wanted to say I did not run into Donald Trump last evening at Mar-a-Lago. As you've probably seen, he was remaining in New York City, and he had dinner with the president of Poland at Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue. And I did, however, run into Wayne Gretzky, the great one, the great hockey immortal. He was eating there and had my picture taken with him. I posted it on Twitter. A bunch of us, Jay Kennedy and his wife and Bill Broussard from Grace's show, and Meet the Experts and his wife. It was her birthday. Happy birthday, Jill, the mailroom man. We all had our picture taken with Wayne Gretzky. And it was amazing this morning. I got a couple of calls from people. What was it like? I mean, what do you mean? What was it like? It was a great buffet. He said, Wayne Gretzky, man. Wayne Gretzky.
Yum, yum. Eat him up. Eat him up.
My daughter said, was he as big as Bobby Orr? She's from Massachusetts, my daughter. She know. I said, not for people from Massachusetts. There's only one number four. It's Bobby Orr. But probably overall, he was the greatest, or certainly one of the greatest, I guess. I'm not a big hockey fan, but I know that little bit. Anyway, and I hadn't thought about it until today. Someone mentioned it on one of the shows that the reason why there was no trial yesterday, every day, every week in a trial like this one, which goes for weeks, they usually take one day a week and they call it a dark day. And that's when they don't have the jury in, so the jury doesn't have to work 5 days a week. And so it's the days they just do all the sidebar conferences and, you know, all the little technical issues when the witnesses are going to be called, if there's a motion exclude testimony or whatever. They do one day. And, of course, the judges don't want to work a full day. In Massachusetts, they never work a full day, let alone a full week, let alone a full year. But anyway, I guess in most cases, especially in cities that have large Jewish populations, but most jurisdictions, I think, is my understanding, the dark day is Friday. Because, you know, again, the jurors want the three-day weekend. And you know, Orthodox Jews don't usually like to work. You know, they got to be indoors. They got to be home by sundown on Friday. So you don't have trials on that day, especially in a place like New York. Well, guess what? Not only does New York have a large Jewish and Orthodox Jewish population, but according to polls, the Orthodox Jewish demographic is the demographic most likely to support Donald Trump in New York City. So by having court sessions on Friday and having the quote-unquote dark day on Wednesday, they've assured that there aren't going to be any Orthodox Jews on that jury. And they're the ones that are most likely to be favorable to Donald Trump. I mean, this is how breathtakingly corrupt these people are. There are no depths to which they will not sink to bring down Donald Trump. But it looks to me like this jury, they started out this morning with seven jurors in the trial. They're going to need 16, right? That's the way it usually works. 12 jurors and four alternates. And then they don't tell the alternates they're alternates, but they pick them before the trial, before the testimony begins. And in the opening arguments, they started today with seven. Now they're down to five because they've thrown a couple of them off for assorted reasons. And they're doing a running commentary. I guess a number of people are, but the New York Post is what I've been looking for. The most of these people, I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them. What I don't believe is that these are all New York Times readers. They're all claiming that they read the New York Times. One thing we learned a lot of things that, you know, that were worthless in journalism school. It wasn't a good buy then. It's a terrible buy now. But they used to tell us, everybody says they read the editorials, but nobody reads editorials. That's a fact. And then you think about it, and the professor will always say, "Do you read editorials?" No. No. Yeah, I think it's the same thing with the New York Times. People say they read the New York Times. I think some people even like, especially in the upper income levels, and especially in places like New York City, probably Beacon Hill, they buy the New York Times, but they don't read it. It's like buying a Barack Obama autobiography or a Barack Obama book. Remember when when he wrote one of the autobiographies, and it sold millions of copies. And then a guy who was writing a real biography of him said that he ate dogs in Indonesia, and they say, what a racist, terrible thing for you to make up. And the guy said, hey, it's on page 37 of his autobiography. It sold 3 million copies. Nobody got to page 37? I'm the only one who read the thing all the way through because I was writing a book about him? But it was true. I don't believe that. But the very fact that they would buy the New York Times, or even that they would lie about buying or reading the New York Times, makes me suspect them. But the thing is, these defense lawyers, they don't have an unlimited number of peremptory challenges, as they call it. Peremptory challenge, you say, I object to this guy, and you just throw him out. The prosecution and the defense both have a certain, depending on the judge, depending on the trial, how many peremptory challenges you have. But you can't, I mean, if all these people are claiming, this is a Manhattan, this isn't like, you know, you're drawing from like Staten Island or Queens or somewhere like that where there might be some semi-normal people. I don't know how you got to really husband these things. You got to save them, I think. 844-500-4242, 413. You don't know diddly about hockey. Gretzky wasn't a pimple on Orr's ass as a complete player, a skater. He was a blue outline hanger who scored a lot of goals, period. Well, you know, how do you win hockey? I said, you know, as far as we're concerned in Boston, you know, I know, until last night, I'd never met Wayne Gretzky. I've met Bobby Orr. Bobby Orr is a good guy. He's a really good guy from what I've seen of him over the years. But all I know is Gretzky scored an awful, awful lot of goals. I don't want to get into a fight about hockey because, you know, I feel the same way about hockey that Eddie Adelman did.
Gretzky's cool. He does all the commenting now on sports. Like, he's a commentator, and he's really cool. He's a really nice guy, really well-spoken. Don't be hating on Gretzky.
I'm not hating on him. I like the guy. The mailroom manager, she watched his thing, the Masters class podcast, and she told him how much she loved it, and he was really happy about that because he told her it was really one of the hardest things he ever did. It took 8 days to do it, and you know. And she said, "I'm going to have my grandson watch it when he gets older." That really made him feel good. So he was a really good guy, and I said to him, you know, I said I know you knew Brian Mulroney, the Canadian Prime Minister who just died, and he said, he was one of my best friends down here, and he just delivered the eulogy for him on Canadian TV, and he said he'd never been more scared in his life. He said he was bleeping in his pants. He was so scared he had to do it on national TV, and he said, but it turned out okay. And he said his two favorite prime ministers were Mulroney and Pierre Trudeau, which seemed kind of weird to me. I mean, Pierre was not a complete bodily orifice like his son, Justin, or his alleged son. But, I mean, he seems a lot different than Brian Mulroney. But I don't know. I guess maybe Pierre Trudeau was the prime minister when he was a kid or something, and he always looked up to him. 619, Gretzky's daughter, Paulina, definitely not guilty. You know, 619, since you brought it up, being a non-hockey fan, that's the main thing I knew about Wayne Gretzky until last night was his daughter. I have seen many pictures of her over the years. 844-500-4240. Now we're getting into a debate. That clown has no clue. Gretzky was the greatest player ever. Leads the NHL on all-time shorthanded goals. Why, he killed penalties. He was not a blue line hanger. Oh, man. This is the end. No more hockey talk. I got the same rule as Eddie Adelman did back in the day. No hockey talk here on the Howie Carr Show. But you can check out the picture if you want to see it with me and a bunch of other people with Wayne Gretzky last night at Mar-a-Lago. Experience the ultimate savings event with MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. For a limited time, dive into incredible deals like a two-pack multi-use MyPillows, stylish sandals for both men and women, or a luxurious six-pack towel set. all available for an astonishing $25 each. Yes, you heard it right. Just $25 per item during MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. But wait, there's more. Refresh your kitchen with their durable four-pack dish towels. You guessed it, also at the unbeatable price of $25. And making its debut, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric. Choose any size, any loft level, including the opulent king size, all for the low price of $25. These incredible offers won't last long, so order now. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Howie for these incredible deals and to unlock free shipping on all orders over $75. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, promo code Howie. Elevate your comfort with the MyPillow $25 extravaganza. Don't delay. Go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Looking for the perfect gift for the Howie Carr fan in your life? Or maybe you're looking for a great deal on a local restaurant or entertainment venue.
We've got them all.
Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click store.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Howie, do you have to be a member of Mar-a-Lago to partake in the Wednesday night buffet? Yes, you do. And or you have to be a guest of a member. Visiting Florida soon,
would
like to go.
It's not a Chuck E. Cheese. You can't just walk right in.
No, you can't. Last night, we're trying to make a left turn into the place, and some giggly girl was trying to get in with no membership, no invitation, no nothing. The traffic was backing up on both sides of the road until they finally told her to screw.
Bye bye.
Yeah, delayed me. Oh, the stuff they have, the Brazilian, the what do they call it, panichu, the wagyu, the bottom round sirloin. I forget what they.
The picanha.
Picanha. They had wagyu picanha last night. As good as it is from Al Magalcha. This was amazing. Anyway, today's poll question is brought to you by Northeast Hair Restoration. I'm going to remember that longer than I remember meeting Wayne Gretzky. As great as he is, and he is the great one. Anyway, today's poll question is brought to you by Northeast Hair Restoration. This April and May, save $1,000 off their new PFE hair restoration procedure and listen to my Meet the Expert podcast with the doctor. You'll find out a lot about the hair and the newest procedures. Go to PFEHair.com or call 1-800-208-HAIR. That's 1-800-208-HAIR, 1-800-208-HAIR. Now, there was, again, the front page story, I mentioned it. Working-age residents are leaving Massachusetts at a growing rate. They could also put it, they could also put in the headline, working-class residents are leaving Mass at a growing rate. So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is, what is the biggest cause of Massachusetts taxpayers fleeing the state in record numbers? High taxes, rotten weather, housing costs, illegal aliens, crime, bad infrastructure, political corruption, or wokeness?
I know some are going to say it should be all of the above, but then that way everybody would vote all of the above. I'm still going to say rotten weather.
1% say rotten weather. 38%,
that's it?
Yes. 38% say high taxes, 18% say political corruption, 17% say illegal aliens, and 14% say wokeness. Everything else is under 10%.
There is no wrong answer in this poll question. I know the Massachusetts Republican Party just mentioned regulations, but I think that goes along with political corruption or maybe wokeness or both. But they all encompass different parts of the other ones. Vote right now. HowieCarrShow.com. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. There's some confusion about this story about the murderer, the illegal alien, savage third world thug murderer of Lake and Riley. Some people are thinking he's been released. He hasn't been released. They have confirmed, though, the Department of Homeland Security has confirmed to Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, that this savage from Venezuela was paroled into the country illegally. That paroling word has a different meaning than most of us were raised using. The parole means they just rubber stamp him into the country and let him go, rather than throwing them back into Mexico or throwing them back into the third world hellhole where they belong, where they slithered out of to kill and murder Americans and live on welfare. But he's not been released. He never should have been in the country to begin with. That's the whole point. 844-500-4242. 508 says Hunter Biden claims Derek Sanderson was the real greatest of all time. Derek, of course, was the drug addict, played for the Bruins, and he owned a bar on Newberry Street. It was a crazy bar. It's called Daisy Buchanan's. I knew some people who worked there. They were good partying people, but they said Derek was like nothing they'd ever seen. And they'd seen a lot. I know. 844-500-4242. Joining us now is Grace with the news.
Hello, Howie. Yes, just to give a little bit more information on that last story you were reading, Joe Biden's DHS gave working permit to Lake and Riley's accused killer, knowing he had criminal record. This is from Josh Hawley.
Like at least a million others.
Yeah, Josh.
A lot of them were rapists, and they're convicted child abusers, drunk drivers, armed robbers in the United States, not just in their third world hellholes.
Yeah, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri was able to obtain this file, and he read aloud from it at a Senate budget hearing today. And some more information here. It says, on July 19, 2023, Hawley said the DHS file states that Ibarra reported to agency officials in New York City for an appointment where he was fingerprinted. The results of those fingerprints, according to the document, show Ibarra had a prior criminal record. On September 14, 2023, he was arrested for acting in a manner that could injure a child. Despite the charge, Ibarra was not prosecuted and the arrest was expunged. 2 months later, the DHS file states that Ibarra applied for employment authorization document and the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. On December 9, 2023, Hawley said the DHS file states that Ibarra's work permit application was approved. So as you said, just a long, long record of, you know, potential opportunities for this person to be either put in prison or deported that were not taken up by the Biden administration.
If Donald Trump were president, Lake and Riley would be alive today, and this guy would be killing and murdering down where he belongs. Somewhere else other than Georgia and the United States of America.
A lot of news today, Howie, out of Columbia University, where protesters are calling NYPD cops the KKK. And there's shocking video footage that captured a moment where a protester near Columbia University declared, "We're all Hamas and long live Hamas," as protests intensified yesterday.
Well, apparently one of the protesters that was arrested was Ilhan Omar's daughter. She's the brother marrying illegal alien fraudster and welfare fraudster who's now a congresswoman from Minnesota, who said some people did something.
Yeah, her daughter was partaking in the protest at Columbia. She's a student at Barnard University, and that's where she has been.
That's the woman's school, I think.
Got it. So that's what's going on there. She's been suspended. But the problem is, and I don't know if you saw the story about Google. Google had a bunch of protesters sitting in who actually worked there. They call them, I guess if you work at Google, you're called a Googler. But the Googlers were protesting Google's relationship with the Israeli army. And when I say relationship, they provide systems or equipment or something for the Israeli army. And so the people at Google decided to do a sit-in, and then they got fired. Google actually fired them, which I was surprised by.
Good. Well, you know, Google is founded by, isn't it the children of two Jewish families who fled the Soviet Union because of anti-Semitism? I mean, I know they're big libs and all that, but still, you would think they would have some sympathy for Israel, and they would have an antipathy towards the anti-Semitic Nazi Arab Muslim savages who killed all their fellow Jews in Israel.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, let me clarify that because I didn't have it right in front of me. It's a $1.2 billion Israel contract, which has people so upset. It's called Project Nimbus, and it's a Google Cloud and Amazon Web Services provide cloud computing and artificial intelligence services for the Israeli government and military. So they see that as, you know, some sort of relationship that needs to end between the two, and that was the purpose of the sit-in.
Well, now the relationship has ended between them and Google. That's good.
You know how I was thinking about it? I'm like, if you work at one of these companies, if you're not one of those 28 employees, right, you must just be thinking to yourself, man, they're lucky to have me, because at least I'm not a nut. Like, at least I'm not, you know, maybe I didn't have a good quarter, or maybe, you know, my performance review wasn't great, but I'm not blocking people from the building. I'm not defacing company property. That's got to earn me some points, some brownie points.
Yeah, I'm so happy to see these people getting handcuffed and their hands behind their backs with those ties, you know, not handcuffs, but those
zip ties. Yeah.
Did you see, by the way, that Jim Banks, who's the congressman from Indiana, he's probably going to be the next senator from Indiana. Did you see him with the president of Colombia yesterday?
Oh yeah, when he was asking her about anti-Semitism.
No, he was asking her about folks. He said, I didn't go to an Ivy League college, but, you know, I always thought folks was spelled F-O-L-K-S. But in Columbia University, it's spelled F-O-L-X. And she was denying it, that they had anything to do with it. He was basically making a fool out of her, you know, for this folks thing. And she was she refused to accept responsibility for this insanity that's going on at the campus.
Yeah, well, it was bad enough when the presidents of MIT, UPenn, and Harvard all got, you know, embarrassed by Elise Stefanik because they couldn't answer basic questions about hate speech on campus. But you would think, after watching those three female presidents handle that so terribly, that maybe this president would have taken some notes and said, hey, you know, this is what they're going to ask me. You know, you basically have like a cheat sheet to how to handle it.
Yeah, but I think Banks went in a different direction. He was making sport of her, basically. For folks.
Right, but what I'm saying is it's not hard to make a fool out of these presidents because they don't seem to come prepared for anything.
By the way, and this is the same week that they basically tried to retire Latinx. Did you see that?
Not with you on the watch, Howie. You're not going to let that go out of fashion.
They've tried to replace Latinx, which rhymes with folks.
Howie, you're keeping that alive single-handedly.
But the word, didn't you see this, Grace? The word they've replaced Latinx with?
I didn't.
Latine. Latine. Well, rhymes with latrine.
Latine.
Oh, that's going to be a lot better.
Well,
latrine.
The part of this that never ceases to amaze me is that the Latin community does not like any of these. Like, they don't want to be called Latinx.
So
and,
what?
And you would think
what does that have to do with anything? We have to be wokes.
We have to be
wokes folks.
Yeah, woke. Is woke going to be spelled? You got to put an X in there. You'd think they would have some say, you know? But no. Hey, Howie, this is a crazy story that just broke today. D.C. mayor took economic development trip to the Masters on taxpayers' dime. Mayor Muriel Bowser, the Democrat, took a taxpayer-funded sports and economic development trip to last week's Masters golf tournament in Augusta, Georgia. Bowser announced the jaunt on her public schedule, and a spokeswoman for the mayor's office confirmed the D.C. residents paid for all related travel expenses to get inside the gates at Augusta National Golf Club.
She never struck me as a golf enthusiast.
Yeah. Well, she is.
I guess they're doing some of the local thugs are doing carjackings with golf clubs, and that's when she first got her interest in the sport of kings or whatever the hell they call it.
Susana Castillo, her communications director, told the outlet that the mayor was invited by Jody McLean and Deborah Salzberg, who are co-chairs of a city task force to revitalize the Gallery Place in Chinatown neighborhood. What that has to do with the Masters, I have no idea.
What I was gonna say. And by the way, the Masters had record low ratings this year.
I love watching the Masters, but I could kind of understand why. There wasn't really some years, Howie, there's not like a story, you know, there's not someone.
You know, all the big players about are doing with my LIV show. Now, right?
But they still play. A lot of them still
I was
play.
Thinking Do about yeah. doing my show, you know, in that last week in recognition of the Masters by whispering. All the way through because it's such an august event at Augusta.
It's like the last thing that hasn't gone woke, though, I'll tell you that much.
By the way, did you see? I didn't mention this last week, but the women's basketball tournament, Caitlin Clark, got higher rate, got like 5 million more viewers than the male championship the next night. That was pretty amazing to me.
Did you see that thing with the reporter?
Yeah, that was weird. That guy's weird. That guy's sick.
That's just it's a good example of like, don't try to be funny or clever. If you get a question, just ask the question.
He was treating, this male reporter was treating Caitlin Clark like all the Boston sports reporters treated Tom Brady for 20 years.
Yeah, it was creepy.
He was just slobbering over her. You know, it was the old thing. You know what I say about the sports radio in Boston? I want to have Tom Brady's baby. The second guy, I want to have Tom Brady's twins. And then the sidekick, the female sidekick, I want to have Tom Brady's triplets. That's what this is like.
Howie, I just want to let people know that if you go to HowieCarshow.com and you click on store, there's still a few memberships to Cape Gunworks, which you can get for half off. And this is just a little heads up for people. A lot of women are buying these memberships, and I really think it's a great Mother's Day gift. Mother's Day is coming up soon, and it's a great time for females to, you know, protect themselves, to take it seriously and get involved in owning a firearm or at least learning how to use one. And that's the perfect place to do it. Yeah. So go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
They have a $75 initiation fee, so it's a $575 value for just $250. It includes access to their state-of-the-art indoor ranges, 10 to 8, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5 Sundays, free gun rentals. Can bring any guest in anytime for free. 5% discount on anything in the store, including guns and ammo. 10% off all gun classes. 30-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Full access to the indoor archery range and a comfortable Cape Gunworks T-shirt. So it's all this stuff. It's a great deal. HowieCarshow.com. Click on store right now. Only a few left.
Thanks, Howie.
All right. Thank you, Grace. 844-500-4242. 781. I always got a kick out of the announcers whispering, in a trailer 2 miles from the hole. That's why I liked it. It was hilarious. You know, it's just part of the shtick, you know. I'd watch it for about 2 minutes, and then I'd go out and finish cutting the lawn or whatever, anything other than watching golf. Spring is here, and so is allergy season, which is why you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Paul Rizzo from Rizzo Insurance just ordered another 3 with code HOWIE3. He uses them in both his home and office, and he also buys them as gifts. It's not a surprise that everyone wants and loves the Thunderstorm due to how well it works and how affordable it is. Dave Henchy has one in every room at the Nauset Beach Inn. Dr. Matt the Vet swears by them. Not only does it help with pollen in your home, but with the USB cable, you can use it in your car as well. Every time you open that door to your home or car, pollen is coming inside. Pollen can give you itchy eyes, a sore throat, or just overall feelings of fatigue. Take care of the air inside your car with the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure 3-Pack is small enough to hold in your hand and doesn't take up any floor space. It also doesn't need filters, and that saves you both time and money. For pet odors, cooking smells, tobacco, musty basements, and so much more, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack. I have them all over my house. It's just a great thing to have. And even if you don't have the bad smells, it still makes the house smell better. Back in stock now. Order now at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code HOWIE3. That's the number 3, and get yours now. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIE3. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. listening to The Howie Carr Show.
We got some more Biden cuts today. He's again confused on geography, and he's getting the endorsements of the Kennedy clan, except for the one who's running for president. it's more of the same. 844-500-4242. Two more possible jurors passed the first round of vetting just now. A physical therapist who listens to faith-based podcasts and enjoys hiking and other outdoor sports with her husband and their dog. See, I don't believe a faith-based podcast. I would say that that would be positive for Trump, but I don't believe any of this. I don't believe any what any of these people are saying. An Italian guy said that the Italian media have very strong feelings about the former president, said they often compare him to Berlusconi, Silvio Berlusconi. It would be hard for me to maintain my impartiality and fairness. Good. They got rid of him. A woman once had her apartment robbed. Well, I mean, how can you not live in New York and have had your at least be burglarized, if not mugged? I mean, one of them was burglarized, another one was mugged. I mean, they all live in these liberal neighborhoods. You just have to decide which ones you're going to knock them out of. I think personally, just from what I've seen, and I don't spend very little time in New York, now, I would throw out anyone from the Upper West Side. I think they're even worse than the people from the Upper East Side.
I saw some reporting today that there was one potential juror that said he looks less orange in person.
I did. I haven't seen.
It's true. I saw it.
A financial buff who read Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, and loves to work out has passed initial screening. Now, that's the most positive one I've seen for him.
Wait a second. I thought people that worked out were white supremacists.
Well, that's what I mean. That's a jury of his peers, right? According to Judge Meekin or whatever the hell his name is, but the guy who read The Art of the Deal and watches several financial news outlets, that's not a good thing necessarily. Jim Cramer, all those people, those are reds. But he has relatives who worked closely with Harry Reid, the former Senate Majority Leader. That's a bad sign. Another woman who was mugged has passed. You get people that have been mugged. There's a slightly better than average chance that they're going to be in.
So, what was your impression of Donald Trump when you saw him?
He looked less orange, definitely, like more yellows, yellow.
Yellow. Good Lord, James, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, Howie, I just came into some interesting John Forbes Kerry-related information I wanted to share with you. You know how his family owns an Aushon Island chain?
Yes.
And they have various assorted mansions on Aushon Island. Well, they don't rely on wind power or solar power or tidal power for their electrical needs. They instead rely on two diesel generators. That
I didn't know that.
Hours a day.
What I've been thinking about Aushon Island, James, is look at how much land there is, and there are very few buildings on there. They could build a high rise apartments for maybe a million Haitians on there, don't you think? I'd like to see them go to Aushon Island. It would be a good way for John Kerry and the Forbes family to give back. Give back big time, Forbes. I'm Howie Carr.